5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Tuesday, April 19th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. A lot to cover today. Topic number 5, Ukraine. It appears Russia's ramping up attacks on Ukrainian-held cities as the western city of Lviv was hit by a number of powerful missiles over the weekend. At least 6 people killed, 8 others reported injured. Meanwhile, Ukraine has completed a questionnaire, step 1 toward becoming a member of the European Union. The EU has indicated it would fast-track membership for Ukraine, something that Vladimir Putin obviously not likely to be happy about. Russia lost its Black Sea flagship, the Moskva. We talked about that yesterday and last week, but family members of servicemen, sailors on the Moskva, still waiting for answers as to the status of their sons. Many of these were conscripts. They were drafted into the Russian Navy, didn't volunteer to sign up. It's known that the ship sank. That's been confirmed by Russia now. But the status of the sailors on board still not revealed to family members back in Russia. Odd headline you wouldn't expect to see coming out of a war zone. It's being reported now that the Moskva may have been carrying a holy relic when it went down. The Russian Orthodox Church announced in February of 2020 that a piece of the True Cross, or a small sliver of wood purportedly from the True Cross, the cross on which Jesus was crucified, was delivered to the then commander of the Black Sea Fleet, Vice Admiral Igor Osipov, and was at fleet's headquarters waiting to be transferred to the Moskva. It's not known whether it was actually delivered to the Moskva or whether it was on board when it went down. Meanwhile, Russia flying its one of its nuclear-capable bombers very close to the border of Ukraine. This is a clear message. The Tu-160 Blackjack strategic bomber seen in the skies over western Russia, again, very near the Ukrainian border, this following the sinking of the Moskva. Defense Ministry in Moscow has not immediately announced the purpose of the mission. And 2 Britons have been captured by Russia. They were serving with the Ukrainian military in Mariupol. They have been shown on video now begging UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson to trade them for a pro-Moscow Ukrainian politician. Aidan Aslan, Sean Pinner, been serving with the Ukrainian Marines, captured by Putin's troops in Mariupol last week. They were broadcast on state TV in Russia to ask for a prisoner swap for Viktor Medvedchuk, who's called Putin's gray cardinal, a pro-Moscow politician in Ukraine. He was captured trying to get out of the city of Kyiv last week after escaping from house arrest early in the conflict. It appears that Mariupol's defense is down to the Azov Steelworks, a large industrial complex in Mariupol. Ukrainian fighters there, reportedly from the Azov Regiment. The Azov Regiment, widely reported in Western media to be a neo-Nazi group before the war began on February 24th. Russian state media also alleging that there are Western mercenaries holed up with the Azov Regiment inside the Azov Steelworks in Mariupol. Topic number 4, Russia and Ukraine. An odd consequence of the war there is that Israel is refusing to hand over territory that Russia claims belongs to it in the old city of Jerusalem. Russia's President Putin sent a letter to Prime Minister Naftali Bennett urging Israel to hand over control of church property, Russian Orthodox church property in the old city. For years, Moscow has been trying to get control back or to restore its control over the Alexander's Courtyard church compound. This is something that was purchased in 1859 by then Tsar Alexander II. The church you see on the screen behind me called the Alexander Nevsky Church. Until 1917, the area was under the control of Russia's imperial government. Well, former Prime Minister Netanyahu approved giving Alexander's Courtyard back to Russia in 2020. This was seen as a gesture of goodwill after Russia released a young Israeli woman who'd been imprisoned for possession of a small quantity of marijuana. Last month, the Jerusalem District Court annulled a decision giving the Russian government control of Alexander's Courtyard. Ynet News in Israel said the letter from Putin to Bennett was revealed by Sergei Stapishin, a former Russian prime minister who's chairman of the Imperial Orthodox Palestine Society, which oversees Russia's properties in Israel. Stapishin said that Russia has provided all the necessary paperwork to prove its ownership, but when the war in Ukraine broke out and the rest of the world sanctioning Russia, the Israeli government has decided not to decide. An interesting consequence of the ongoing war in Ukraine. Topic number 3 today, while that's going on, the Temple Mount turning violent as tens of thousands of Palestinian Muslim worshipers peacefully Friday the second Friday in Ramadan, went to services at the mosques on the Temple Mount and went back home. This, despite the high tensions in and around the Old City of Jerusalem, where a few hours earlier on Friday, a group of young Jerusalem-area Palestinians holed themselves up in the Al-Aqsa Mosque and hurled rocks at Israeli police trying to move them out of there. So again, you've got thousands and thousands of peaceful Muslims going to worship at what they believe is one of the holiest sites in their religion, in contrast to the young men behind me who went to the Temple Mount just to cause trouble. The proof, and this was shared by an Israeli Muslim, is that the young men inside the Al-Aqsa Mosque were still wearing shoes. You see, you don't wear shoes inside the Al-Aqsa Mosque. It desecrates the space, according to Muslim belief. Oh, yeah, and there's the really big rocks, too, which are not normally part of Muslim worship, I am informed. Well, on Sunday morning, Muslim vandals trying to block Jewish access to the Temple Mount barricaded paths normally used by Jewish pilgrims headed to the Temple Mount with rocks, metal poles, and ancient artifacts, some of which, like this capital here, appear to date to the Second Temple period, about 2,000 years ago. Again, clashes taking place on the Temple Mount as the Jewish Passover coincided with the month of Ramadan and Easter Sunday for Christians around the world. Doesn't usually happen that all three of those holidays fall on the same weekend. Topic number two, pestilence. China has doubled down on its zero COVID policy. They've got the world's toughest measures against the spread of this disease, which is spreading like the common cold, because essentially that's what it is turned into at this point. But China's health minister pledging to continue and even increase the harsh measures to prevent a major recurrence of COVID-19. It's been reported that in Shanghai, where people under a lockdown, the majority of people are asymptomatic. Doesn't matter, test positive, you're locked down inside your house, and good luck getting food deliveries. In a front-page article published on Monday by the Study Times in China, Ma Xiaowei urged the country to stick to its dynamic zero-COVID policy and take a clear-cut stand against the erroneous thoughts of coexisting with the virus. We'll see how well that works. But while that's happening, public health officials in Europe and the U.S. are investigating dozens of puzzling cases of severe hepatitis in young children, inflammation of the liver. The World Health Organization said Friday it's investigating 74 cases of severe acute hepatitis in children under the age of 13 in the U.K. and Northern Ireland, 3 cases in Spain, here in the U.S., 9 cases reported in children ages 6 and younger in Alabama. The viruses that typically cause the illness, hepatitis A, B, C, D, and E, have been ruled out. So doctors are searching for the cause. The current leading theory is that an adenovirus, adenovirus type 41, is likely responsible, but doctors said that this set of symptoms for this virus, very, very unusual. Coming up, what happens when you're so woke, you go blind? That's next on 5 and 10. Topic number one today, the diagnosis is woke blindness. A pair of diversity, equity, and inclusion experts in Arizona have been blasted for falsely accusing an African-American disc jockey of wearing blackface at a school event. Jill Lassen and Stuart Roden, who advocate for diversity at the Scottsdale Unified School District, wrote letters of complaint after DJ Kim Coco Hunter appeared at an event sponsored by the PTA and mistook him for a white man in blackface. That is him on the screen. This is a disco-themed event the PTA was running for an elementary school to raise money for projects. The event was a success, drew in over $300,000 for programs not paid for by the Scottsdale School District. But Lassen and Roden took umbrage with his skin tone and wrote letters complaining This is according to the Arizona Daily Independent. They complained to the school's principal and the head of the PTA, who quickly clarified that, in fact, Hunter is a black man. Now, student Stewart and Roden have since apologized, although Roden appeared to try to double down on his initial allegations, speculated as to whether Hunter may have been using cosmetic products to make his skin appear even darker. And the real irony here is that Roden is himself an African-American. That's just more proof that when you make everything about skin color, it devolves to such silliness that nothing is about skin color. Skywatch TV, looking forward to launching our next virtual conference. We hope you take advantage of it. More than 24 presentations from leading commentators, speakers, preachers, teachers like Tom Horn, Joel Richardson, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. Ken Johnson, many others. Of course, all of us from Skywatch TV will be presenting as well. I'll be talking about Lucifer and unveiling Lucifer. Who is that character in Isaiah chapter 14? And what connection does he have to the end times? Tom is working on a presentation about the transhumanism movement and how scientists, researchers, academics, and New Agers, and of course the World Economic Forum, it's what they call their fourth industrial revolution. It seeks to cure death through science. The problem is, if you cure death without God, you wind up with a Revelation 9 situation where those who have cured death will seek death and death will flee from them. Especially interesting when you consider that death, Thanatos, is the rider on the pale horse. Anyway, this will go live on the internet, all of these presentations released for you to set the schedule at 12:01 a.m. Central Time on Friday, May 13th, available for 90 days for you to watch in any order you like. Again, you set the schedule, watch on your schedule when it's convenient for you for 90 days. Find out more and sign up today at defenderconference.com, defenderconference.com, or scan the QR code on your screen. During the month of April, our gift to you for your support of any amount, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, is book one of the Red Wing Saga, Sharon K. Gilbert's highly rated, I mean, over 4.8 average rating on the seven novels in the series so far. Blood Lies, book one of the Red Wing Saga. It teaches spiritual warfare while engaging you with some really wonderful characters that you will fall in love with. I love Mr. Baxter and Mr. Keppelheim, two of the supporting cast in the series. But I've got an advantage. I know who's in Sharon's head when she's writing these characters. Anyway, for your gift of any amount during the month of April, we'll send you a copy of Blood Lies by Sharon K. Gilbert if you're in the U.S. or Canada. Find out more and donate online. SkywatchTV.com/donate. SkywatchTV.com/donate or call us at 844-750-4985. We're going to Turkey in the fall. Why Turkey? Because of the historical and prophetic significance of that land. The cities of the churches of Revelation, located in Turkey. Abraham came from Turkey. We'll visit his hometown of Haran. The early church grew in Turkey and spread from there to the rest of the Roman, Greek and Roman world. We will talk about all of that. October 18th through November 3rd, as Sharon and I lead the tour alongside best-selling author Doug Hershey, the founder of Ezra Adventures, author of the best-selling Israel Rising and Jerusalem Rising. The archaeology on this tour, but the spiritual significance of the archaeology, that's what's really important. This is a bucket list item for us, and we hope to see you there in Istanbul. This will be a relatively small tour, only 24 or so, so come join us and learn as we do in Turkey. Find out more online, skywatchinturkey.com, skywatchinturkey.com. Or if you can't make that one, then try Israel next spring. If you've not yet been to the Holy Land, this too should be a bucket item, as seeing the land before you and recounting the history that took place there, especially with the recent archaeological discoveries from the sites of Shiloh and Joshua's altar. Some of the archaeology we'll discuss when we go to the Golan Heights and see the megalithic funerary monuments they call dolmens and Gilgal Rephaim, the Wheel of the Giants on the Golan Heights, the newly recognized Serpent Mound of Bashan, a 3/4 mile long, 25 foot high, 200 foot wide serpent shaped feature on the landscape covered with 140 megalithic tombs. Why is it there within plain sight of Mount Hermon? That and more, of course, Jerusalem, the Sea of Galilee, Nazareth, Masada, and much, much more, and the three-day extension, optional extension to Jordan to visit Mount Nebo and see what Moses saw when he got his only look at the Promised Land. It is a life-changing tour. Consider joining us. Sharon and I, alongside our colleagues Allie Henson and Donna Howell from the Simply His program from SkyWatch TV. Find out more. The sample itinerary and a breakdown of cost is online at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. This week on SkyWatch TV, Tom Horn back to discuss his recovery from COVID. You probably know by now that he had it pretty badly last fall. He is continuing to recover and dealing with some of the symptoms of long COVID. What can we do to counter those symptoms? Tom talks with Joe Horn and Allie Henson, a host of Return to Eden from SkyWatch TV. That's this week's program. This is a subject that hits close to home for a lot of us right now. The broadcast schedule for the program, all of our video content, is at skywatchtv.com/channels, or just have us broadcast on your schedule by adding the SkyWatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV, or by downloading our free mobile app. The mobile app gets you not only all of our video content, important news, a schedule of our upcoming events, you get notifications when we add new content. And so, and by the way, it also bypasses the gatekeepers of big tech. So bring us right into your smartphone or tablet. Carry us around in the palm of your hand, whether it's an iOS or Android device or an Amazon Kindle Fire tablet. We have apps for all of those. And to make it easy, we've got links to their app stores for your device at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.